at the beginning of How to Transform Your Life, Geshe-la added, when the text transformed from Transform Your Life to How to Transform Your Life, many extraordinary instructions were added. We need to spot them all because Geshe-la's added them. That is how important they are, because this is, through his kindness, a free ebook distributing wisdom through the internet to everybody that wants to read this book, eventually in every country, in every language. How amazing, how amazing is one of our gurus' matchless, excellent deeds. So on page 3, just after the picture of the umbrella of Buddhism, we're on page 3. It's the first page of the book. And it's such a beautiful instruction. It's the real meaning of our life. Since this world evolved, human beings have spent almost all their time and energy improving external conditions in their search for happiness and a solution to their problems through external development. What has been the result? Instead of their wishes being fulfilled, human suffering and problems have continued to increase, while the experience of happiness and peace is decreasing. So it's very clear. It's very clear. This clearly shows that until now we have not found a correct method for reducing problems and creating happiness, increasing happiness. Then Geshe-la tells us the answer on the first page for everybody in the whole world. The actual correct method for doing this, reducing our problems and increasing our happiness, is changing our attitude from negative to positive. So those are words that are commonly, you need to change your attitude. You're so negative, you need to become positive. So it doesn't mean like that. This instruction is sublime. We need to change our attitude from negative to positive. We must understand this through our own experience. Then Geshe-la teaches us how to do that. So he's teaching us how to change our attitude from negative to positive, learning through our own experience. If we check carefully how we are experiencing problems and unhappiness, we can understand they are all created by our uncontrolled desire. And here Geshe-la defines what that is. Wishing ourself to be happy all the time. By stopping this wish and instead wishing others to be happy all the time, we will not have any problems or unhappiness at all. If we sincerely practice every day stopping wishing, that's the uncontrolled desire, we're stopping wishing for ourselves to be happy all the time, uncontrolled desire, selfish intention, and instead wishing for others to be happy all the time, then we will understand from our own experience that through this practice, which prevents attachment to the fulfillment of our own wishes, we will have no experience of problems or unhappiness at all. That's our life's work. We change. We stop wishing ourselves to be happy all the time. And instead, we wish for others to be happy all the time. If we sincerely practice this every day, stopping wishing for ourselves to be happy all the time, like self-cherishing says, don't do that, don't do that. And we're not listening, we're following wisdom. If we stop wishing for ourselves to be happy all the time, and instead wish for others to be happy all the time, then we will understand from our own experience through this practice, which prevents attachment to the fulfillment of our own wishes. That's uncontrolled desire. Attachment to the fulfillment of our own wishes, selfish intention. We will have no experience of problems or unhappiness at all. Thus, if we really want pure and everlasting happiness and freedom from misery for ourselves and others, we must learn to control our mind, particularly our desire. So we need to change our desires from desires coming from ignorance to desires coming from wisdom. We need to control our mind, particularly uncontrolled desire, attachment to the fulfillment of our own wishes, which is selfish intention, self-cherishing. So Geshe-la explains to us the conclusion: we must learn to control our mind, principally our desire. This entire paragraph is all wisdom. It takes some thought, some contemplation, and a wisdom decision. I'm going to learn to do this. With my guru's blessings, I'm going to learn to stop wishing myself to be happy all the time, uncontrolled desire, and instead wish for others to be happy all the time. And Geshe-la promises from his own experience, we will have no experience of problems or unhappiness at all. So how wonderful if, as modern Kadampa disciples, we can show how this works. We can perform this transformation, stopping wishing ourselves to be happy all the time and instead wishing others to be happy all the time. So this is an example of changing our intention. Changing our intention from selfish intention, uncontrolled desire, to a good heart, to loving kindness, wishing love, wishing others to be happy all the time.